I was the stone that was rejected by the world. But when you place the love upon the love, we turn me
above the world.
Get your hands. Is that your story?
Your love. Oh, what a difference in my life. I love the stone that was rejected by the world. But then it's the light in us upon the light. Touching above the world.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of relationship. Be thou glorified, be thou honored, be thou praised. On this preservation service, let your love further make that difference in our lives. Let the devil know that you love us. Let the witches and the wizards know you love us. Let your love become a strong defense in our lives. Let not one person live here the same way. Heal that person that came here tonight with arthritis. Heal that ulcer condition in the chest of that person. Heal that mental condition. Remove that pressure and that burden. Take away that spirit of accusation. False witness, conspiracy, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because tonight is the night that this your daughter has been waiting for, and this your son. We glorify it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise and be seated.
But when you placed the love in us upon my life, you lifted me above the hearts and will of men. But when you place your love in us upon my life, you lifted me above the hearts and will of men.
Welcome to the preservation service. This is one of the most important preservation services for the year, because it is a preservation service of the group of months called the Ember Months, the season where the enemy tries to do his overtime on his people, not on you. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Preservation by the fear of the Lord. Preservation by the fear of the Lord. Our objective tonight is to understand the preservation power of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is a major preservative of life is a major preservative of destiny. People who walked in the fear of the Lord lived lives that were protected, defended, and preserved by the Lord in Scripture. Example, Abraham. When God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1, the Bible said he departed all the way to verse 5. Out of quality, lively reverence for God, Abraham departed. The end of the day, Abraham lived to be 175 years old before he died. Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 2. When God called Abraham to give him a test, Abraham departed again in reverence of God. Later on, God told him, now I know that you fear me. Now I know that you fear me. Now I know that you fear me. In that you are able to take your son, your only son Isaac. That was how Abraham lived in the fear of the Lord. That fear of the Lord secured him 175 years old on the earth. You move to Isaac. In Genesis chapter 31. Verse 42, Jacob was speaking. He said, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. He was talking to Laban. You would have sent me away empty. Isaac, Jacob referred to the God of Isaac, his father, as the fear of Isaac. Not the God of Isaac, the fear of Isaac. The person that Isaac reverenced above everybody. The one that was the dread of Isaac. He couldn't call him the God of Isaac, the fear of Isaac, the terror of Isaac, the dread of Isaac. Question is, who is God and what is God in your scheme of things? And again, Isaac lived to be 180 years old before he died. Then you move on to Joseph. Joseph was the one in Genesis chapter 42 and in verse 18 who said, I fear God. I fear God. I fear God. Joseph lived to be 110 years old. I fear God. Despite the evil plans and plots of his brothers, none could kill him. And then you move on to Job. In Job chapter 1, all the way from verse 1, the Bible talked about Job, a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. We could stop there. He feared God and eschewed evil. He feared God and eschewed evil. When God was through with Job, even though the devil came to finish him, affliction couldn't finish him. At the end of the whole temptation, the Bible said Job lived after all these things 140 years. 140 years, Job 42, and in verse 16. He lived 140 years after all he passed through. If Job was 60 years before the temptation came in his, he must have lived altogether 200 years by the fear of the Lord. Even though the devil came against him like a flood, the devil was helpless in the case of Job. Those who fear God have no need to fear the devil. Those who fear God have no evil to fear under heaven.
Those who fear God have no witch to fear under heaven. Those who fear God have no terror to fear under heaven. They don't have no devil to fear under heaven. And I prophesy tonight, everyone that calls himself a devil, whether it's a human devil or a witch devil or a wizard devil or an occultic devil, I say again, as they will not let you rest, they shall begin to be laid to rest. In the name of Jesus. Look at scriptures and see what the fear of God does. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 39. 2 Kings 17, 39. But the Lord your God, ye shall fear. And what will he do for you if you fear him? And he shall deliver you out of the hand of some of your enemies. But the Lord your God you shall fear, provided you are fearing the Lord your God. There is no enemy that will be too strong for you. There is no enemy that has enough power to hold your life and your destiny. The Lord your God you shall fear, and he shall deliver you from the hand of witches and wizards and bitches and lizards. He shall deliver you from the hand of the occult and the marine kingdom and the serpentine world. He shall deliver you from the hand of wicked people, the hand of bitter people, the hand of cantankerous people. The Lord your God you shall fear. The Lord your God you shall fear. The Lord your God you shall fear, and he shall deliver you from the hand of the wicked. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. These are very brutal scriptures. Take your seat. The Lord your God. Is there somebody here who has not seen that passage before? Oh yes. But the Lord your God, ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you, provided you fear him. He shall deliver you from the hand of all your enemies. There will be an enemy that can finish you, for only when the Lord your God is not who you fear. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 13. It says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear. Let him be the one you fear. And let him be your dread. When he is your fear and he is your dread, he becomes for you a sanctuary. Aya. Hola, hola. If the Lord your God is your fear, if the Lord your God is your dread, it becomes to you a sanctuary. You are not aware. If rain is falling, you are not aware. If fire is falling, you are not aware. If thunder is thundering, you are not aware. If smoke is rising, you are not aware. If dust is rising, you are not aware. If people are angry, you are not aware. If they are bitter, you are not aware. If they are hating you, you are not aware. Fear the Lord your God and let him be. Let's finish it. And he shall be to you a sanctuary, but he will become a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to the houses of Israel and any other person who is not on that side, and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It becomes a trap of those who wants to trap you. It becomes the trap of those who wants to trap you. Tonight I announce in the name of Jesus, any devil setting a trap for you who fear the Lord, those demons shall fall into the same trap. They shall fall into the same trap. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. If I stop you, I've already over preached. Psalm 22, verse 23 to 24. Get ready for scriptures. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. Celebrate, jubilate. If you praise the Lord, all ye seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye seed of Israel, why? For he has not abhorred, despised, nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. He won't ignore you if you are in challenge. He has not hid his face from them. But when they cried unto him, he heard. If you fear the Lord, you are not permitted to cry an unheard cry. You are not permitted to call, to give a call that will not be answered. Fear the Lord. Celebrate you that fear the Lord. Jubilate you that fear the Lord. Praise him, all those who fear the Lord. Is there anyone who fears the Lord like that? And you are not saying anything. He said, praise him, those who fear the Lord. Celebrate all you. Glorify him, those who fear the Lord. Shout the loudest, amen, those who fear the Lord. And if you came in here today with any trace of affliction, the affliction is over forever. You came in here with any trace of trouble, it is over forever. You came with any trace of pain, it is over forever. Shout the loudest, amen. Psalm 25, verse 14, take your seat. Verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14, and I'll read also verse 15. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. He will show them his covenant. In addition, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, because he will pluck my feet out of the net. He will pluck my feet out of the net. When you fear him, no net can keep you. He will pluck my feet out of the net. Nets that I entered into, I am not aware. Nets that I entered into, I am not aware. Nets that I entered into, I am aware. He will pluck my feet out of the net. I prophesy to somebody here today, Jehovah is plucking your feet out of the net. He is plucking your feet out of the net. Every trap of destruction and death, trap of scarcity and shortage, of empty-handedness, the devil has kept for you. You are coming out of it tonight. If you are saying amen, say the loudest, amen. Overnight tonight, there shall be many encounters that will show you what you are hearing. Give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat. You would want to go over these scriptures when you go back home, right? Look at this interesting one. Psalm 33, verse 18 to 20. Verse 18 to 20 of Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. That is, fear God and you are under his supervision. You are under his surveillance. Enter the road, his eyes are upon you. Enter the aircraft, his eyes are upon you. Cross the river from one side to the other, his eyes are upon you. Enter the midst of a gang, his eyes are upon you. Upon them that hope in his mercy. For what? To deliver their soul from what? That is very specific. You can't fear God and die careless. You can't fear God and die anyhow. To deliver the soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Apart from the fact that his eyes are upon them, you need this message in a world filled with wickedness, a world filled with killers and kidnappers, a world filled with terrorists and agents of the devil. The eyes of the Lord are upon them that fear him, who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Somebody's deliverance from death is confirmed right now. Somebody watching via the satellite and the internet, whose deliverance from death is happening, is confirmed right now. Not just you, but your brother, your sister, your loved ones, your relations, everyone connected, associated, related to you. Their deliverance from death is happening right now. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Deliverance. Preservation. By the fear of the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 7. Very clear scripture. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. For what purpose? And he delivereth them. That is present continuous. If you fear God, you have an angelic camp around you. They encamp it. There is a camping. A camping. You know the way the military will go and camp somewhere and they have a camp. He said there is an angelic camp around you. You may not know it, but the devil knows it. You may not see it, but the devil sees it. There are many of us here. Angels are with you, but you are not aware. But it's not important whether you are aware or not. Well, it has some level of importance, but critical thing is whether you know it or not, they are there. If you know it, it will enhance more of your boldness. But if you don't know it, they are still there. And he delivered them. They are not just there for nothing. They are there to deliver them. There are some of us very, very, very spiritual and very, very fireful in the realm of the spirit. If you see agents of the devil at times look at you and get angry, don't be surprised. They are seeing something around you that is making them impossible for them to deal with you. It's very impossible for them to handle you. They don't know what to do with you, so they are very frustrated, very irritated, and they manifest physically. Somebody say loud amen. One lady passed through a dark valley where a criminal had hurt several people, dealt with many people. I heard this from Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory. Dealt with many people, snatched people's things. And when the man was arrested, they said all those who passed by that road should come and identify the man. And this lady came and identified the man. Yes, he was the man seated in that place and standing and so on. And they said to her, but he didn't do me anything. He didn't touch me. I don't know why the other people say he hurt them and harmed them. But the man didn't do me anything. But I saw him there. He was the one. And the man said, but you are not alone. When you passed, two giants were by your side. Hey! One on the right and one on the left. It is called goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Goodness on my right, mercy on my left, and saying to the devil, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Say, but you are not alone. Two giants followed you. She was not aware. The man was aware. The giants were aware. And the devil was aware. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. One of my children told me many years ago, while we were in Rwanda, he said, sir, as you are ministering, I saw one big giant standing by your right side, an angel. He will whisper something into your ear. You will say it. He will whisper again. You will say it. As he says it, you are saying it. I say, I'm aware. Then one day, I was ministering and preaching, and all of a sudden, I bumped into somebody. And I looked. That is body physical. Okay. Right. I'm sure he just decided to just say, let me show you that. You could hit me and not be aware, but let me just materialize so that you can touch material. And just know that someone is standing. Hey! someone here today. The camp of angels from this day shall become visible in your life. Visible to witches and wizards. Visible to the forces of darkness. Visible to agents of hell. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 103 verse 17 to 18. We shall rush very fast now because our time is precious. Say, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments. The mercy of God. Anywhere the fear of God is found, the mercy of God is established. You know, mercy is what delivers you from the anger of your enemy. The anger, the wrath of the enemy. When the devil is angry and his agents are angry, it is mercy that says you can't touch this one. If you can't touch this one, he buried Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endured forever. Oh, king of Bashan, for his mercy endured forever. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, for his mercy endured forever. The mercy of God on one person is the disaster for the enemy of that person. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear him. Psalm 115 verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in him. Don't doubt him. If you fear him, trust him. Why? He is your help and he is your shield. If you fear the Lord, don't doubt at all. Except you are not fearing God. If you fear the Lord, trust him. Believe him. Why? He is your help and he is your shield. He is your anti-ballistic missile shield. He is your bomb shelter. He that fear the Lord, he is your bomb shelter. He is the place you run into when the things are flying, when arrows are flying, when things are flying. He is where you run into. Is God speaking to somebody here? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. He said, the fear of the Lord. Complete the rest. Read it again. 1, 2, go. I announce to you today, any wicked man around your life, around our lives, who is still living long in wickedness, I stand there by the mantle of God on my head. I declare they are cut short. They are cut short. Before this week is over, you hear the news of agents of darkness cut short. In our nation, wicked people cut short. In our families, in our communities, wicked people shall be cut short. Somebody shout, power! Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. Let the scriptures be real. The fear of the Lord prolonged days. The days of the wicked shall be certain. It shall be certain. You can't be a wizard at 120 years old. Die, 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 die! It's the name that is above every name. Like Pataka Joko Bagadaga Lagaya. You cannot be a witch at 80, 85 and you are still alive. A kidnapper, a killer, living long, and a terrorist, a bloodsucker, living long. Die, 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 die! In the name of Jesus! Like Parata Shatoko Bagadaga Lagaya. Take your seat, something is happening. The Jehuhic anointing is resurrecting. The Elijah judgmental apostolic prophetic mantle is resurrecting. And in this season, those who are known as wicked, their days can never be prolonged anymore. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26. He said, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. When you fear God, no need for cowardice. What you have is confidence. And inside him you have your refuge. Now look at the next verse. Verse 27. He said, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life that makes you to depart from the snares of death. Never knew there was so much in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord connects you to the flow of life. Fountain means flow. The fear of the Lord is connection to the flow of life. Connection to the flow of life. Connection to the flow of life. And makes you to depart from the snares of death. It doesn't matter how desperate that death devil is. You are not snareable by the fear of the Lord. Many of us here, if Jesus tarries to come. But many signs are showing that he may come anytime. But if he tarries to come, you will live till evening. You won't die in the afternoon, no. You won't be cut short in the midday of life. 30, 40, 45. No, 50. No. You won't be cut short in the midday of life. It says, well, 70 That is 70 years. That is minimum. Most say by reason of strength, you can go up to 80. That is 80 years. In Genesis, in the days of Noah, I said, my spirit will not strive with man forever. All the days will be 60. That's 120 years. Do you understand? So you are dealing with between 70 to 120. Do you understand? If you say 70 is 7 p.m., that is evening. And if you say 12, 120 is 12 midnight, that is midnight. And when Christians die, they call it sleep. And those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who sleep early can sleep by 7. Hey! Masha, you will not sleep early. Any afternoon sleep that will catch you, may it return to the devil. May it return to those who want you dead. Are you saying amen? Say it like a believer. Lift your right hand and say, I shall fulfill my days. I cannot be cut short before my time. In the name of Jesus, say, my son cannot set in the afternoon. I cannot sleep in the evening. I will sleep when it is night. Real night. Take your seat. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it is unto every man according to their faith, not according to the economy, not according to the plague in the land. It's unto every man according to their faith. That was Psalm 14, verse Proverbs 14:27. Is the fear of the Lord is the flow of life. Causes you to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 16 and in verse 6. And then we shall begin to see how it. He said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When you fear God, evil cannot attach to you. And of course, we'll return back to the first one. Proverbs 19:23. Just to remind you again. He said, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. And he that has it shall abide satisfied. He is not permitted to be visited with evil. Evil will never know the address to your house next time. Visitation of evil will never happen in your family next time. Say the loud amen. as the fear of the Lord brings life, the lack of the fear of the Lord brings destruction. Example one, Achan. Achan, by lying and greed, did not just kill himself, but killed his generation. In Joshua chapter 7, verse 24, when Achan took the Babylonish garment and the wedge of gold, Joshua and all the children of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned them with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. If he feared not the Lord, he lied and stole, touched the accursed thing. That was his obituary. Example number two, the servant of Saul. The servant of Saul told a lie that he was the one who killed Saul in battle. I'm sure you remember the story. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, when the man came to David. And what really happened was that when the battle was too much for Saul, Saul told that his servant, kill me. And the servant said, I'm afraid, I can't kill you. Saul fell on his own sword and committed suicide. That servant carried the crown, bracelets, and brought them to David. The only thing he could have said is, I saw Saul on the mountain. He committed suicide. He said, I should kill him. I said, I can't. He fell on his sword and died. This is his crown and this is his bracelet. And David would have said, I can't touch it. I can't. But the man said, I saw Saul and he said, kill me because the battle is against me. And I also knew that he was not going to survive. So I killed him. And I have brought the weapons to you. When David heard that, he began to cry. David was not like the kind of people who begin to celebrate the death of those who pursue them, even if that person was an anointed person. And then David cried. After he finished crying, he cleared his eye. Said, what did you say just now? 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13. Can you repeat it again? You said you killed Saul. 2 Samuel 1:13. Where are you from? A stranger. He said, I am a... David said to the young man that told him, whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite. And David said unto him, how were you not a stranger for that matter? An Amalekite, a cursed tribe, killing a king in Israel. How were you not afraid to stretch your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed, even in his mad state? And David called one of the young men and said, go near, fall upon him. And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, your blood is on your own head, because your mouth testified against you, saying, I killed the Lord's anointed. And David continued his lamentation. It was not David who killed him. It was not the young man who killed him. It was the lack of the fear of the Lord and the spirit of lying that killed that man. That was our example number two. Number three example, of course, Gehazi. Gehazi turned into a leper with generational leprosy because of greed, covetousness, lying. Those who walk in church, be careful. Be very, very careful. Church usher, church worker, church staff. Not to take money that is not yours. Somebody may mistakenly say, take this offering. is for the church and you consider it as breakthrough, you pocket it. Do I have good news for you? If that person has madness trying to worry him, that was what you just collected. Because as Naaman, Gehazi took Naaman's money, what else did he collect? Naaman's leprosy. Somebody say, I want to sow a seed. I want to give God. I'm tired of this barrenness. Lord, this is my seed. And somebody, accounts officer somewhere, or a cashier somewhere, or an usher somewhere, or someone tell, let me carry this, I'll return it later. You just close the womb of your generation. Because you cannot be interested in Naaman's prosperity and reject Naaman's infirmity. You cannot be attracted to Naaman's leprosy, Naaman's prosperity, and not attract Naaman's leprosy. He told the major, he said, when he saw that his master has spared, he called it spare. When he saw that his master spared the Syrian, the man was meant to be used. He was a bait. He caught fish. Fish that his master spared. There are those who see church members as victims. People to be used. People to get things out of. Are you following what I'm saying here today? He spared Naaman. He said, now I swear. He even swore, I swear. I will run. As long as the Lord lives, he's swearing. As long as the Lord, I will run after him. I must take something from him. When he met him, he told a major lie. He said, my master said, he is sorry. There are two people here. Some people have come from far. I need to give them something. If you want to steal, why don't you steal in your own name? He was now stealing in the name. That is, the iniquity was plenty. He was lying. He was stealing. He was impersonating. He was stealing using the name of another. Like some demons on the Facebook. There is a child that in one orphanage there and there. There is somebody there. Just send me some money. This is an account number. Pay some money into it. And then somebody is about to die of cancer. Pay some money into that account. And then when you have paid it, let me know. And then I'll give you the next prophetic word. And he calls himself Bishop David Oyedepo, talking like that. Or Pastor Yi Adeboye, talking like that. Or small Pastor Paul Enenche, talking like that. Are you following what I'm saying? And he said, oh, I'm there. And they open Facebook page. I know of a big ministry where the page of the Facebook they opened was the one that was authenticated. The original, the fake one was the one that was ticked as the original. Those are the hazards. They will never escape it. Those kind of cases they are putting. Somebody has cancer. Somebody has kidney. That is all the thing that will bury them. The disease, the things they are mentioning for which they are stealing people's money is what will bury them. I've seen people who run mad, stealing from church. I've seen people who messed up around church, who ended up in perpetual affliction, irrecoverable. Some cut short before their time. Am I communicating? That was Naaman. Okay, take your seat. I give you a final example. Judas is callous. Very, very, very callous. Somebody loved you to a point where he placed you in charge of the money. You have been stealing the money. He didn't say anything. Everybody was aware. Somebody came and said he was coming to give his alabaster, but he broke the oil on Jesus. Judas said, why was this thing not sold and given to the poor? You know, there are people talking like that in our generation. Why should they use money to build church or to do this or that? Why don't they give to... They are all thieves. Judas generation. Those are people that can sell anything and use it for themselves. As crooked as they are, that is how they thought pastors are crooked. Some may be crooked, but not all. That's how they think. So, can somebody be having big millions pass through his hand and not steal out of it? Because they must steal everything. So Judas was like that. Why was this thing not sold and given to the poor? You know what he said? This he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. Thief, so the Bible recorded it. Thief, so it was well known throughout that time. Is it everybody's record that is in Bible? He was a thief and continuously stole from the bag. His problem was that he could not finish stealing it. Then Judas is callous. That is not enough for you. Let me sell Jesus Christ. 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Your creator. Your maker. You only sell what you have. How much did you buy him? How can you sell what you don't own? Judas is callous. He may have opportunity to be hearing what I'm saying now in hell. Matthew 27 verse 3 to 5. And the Bible said, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. If that was where he stopped, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? If Judas stopped there, take your money, I have committed sin. Straight to the altar, Lord, pardon me. Maybe we would have been talking of the rescue and redemption of Judah now. But Judah left there straight for suicide. Went, hung himself. Hanged himself. They used the 30 pieces of silver that Judas brought to buy burial ground. It is called the potter's field. They used it to bury strangers. Not even home people. Anybody that died, they don't know who is his father or who is his mother. They don't know his relation. Bury him there. That somebody is owning graveyard, is that an achievement? The highest that Judas achieved with his crookedness was graveyard. And the next achievement was eternity in hellfire. Like I said, if he stopped at repentance, was okay, but he hung himself. And anybody who takes his life is guilty of murder. No murderer shall enter heaven. Whether you murder a person or you murder yourself. Somebody say a loud amen. The fear of life, the fear of God prolongeth life. The absence of the fear of the Lord, it destroyeth life. You have heard of S.A. Sadella. He died at the age of, I believe, 114. That is, he slept at 11:13 in the night. He was heading towards 12 midnight. This man was one of those who worked with Apostle Joseph Ayo Babalola of the Christ Apostolic Church. Very brutal apostle. That man cursed trees and trees died. Big python rolled on him while he was praying. Python dried up. We'll talk about that another day. This man served him. While others were busy gossiping the big man. Because that the big man seemed like there was some little marital issue. They were gossiping him. He told all of them, he said, all of you, you are better than him, our boss. Yet God saw you and rejected you and chose him. Why don't you let him be? You are not wiser than God. If there are things you are criticizing in him, there are things God saw in him that endeared him to God. He outlived all of them. He outlived all the bitter people. He lived 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. He outlived all of them. One day he was driving from a night vigil in the 60s. And he hit somebody and the person died. When they came out of the vehicle, they surrounded him like a mob. You killed the person. He said, I'm sorry. What happened? He said, I think I fell asleep on the steering. Hello? In the face of death. I think, he didn't say the person ran to the road. He said, I think, I'm not aware. I think I fell asleep on the steering. I'm coming from Naibiju. They say, it's okay, sir. It's okay, sir. Let's pray. Let's pray to God. Let's pray to God. Let's pray to God. This woman may live. Let's pray to God. And the woman came alive. Abu Yedepo said, if somebody wants to last long, what are the secrets? He mentioned love. He mentioned truth. Am I communicating? The fear of the Lord, it tended to life. As I round off tonight, the main issue is, what is the fear of the Lord? Take your seat. How do I know that I walk in the fear of the Lord? Because I've declared a lot of things, made a lot of prophetic pronouncements. It's important to know who is he that fears the Lord. Acts chapter 26, 24, verse 16. He said, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Toward God, toward men. The fear of God is the exercise of the conscience to be free of offense towards God and man. The exercise of the conscience to be free of offense towards God and man. To the best of your knowledge and to the best of your ability, you are not annoying God. And to the best of your knowledge and your ability, you are not annoying man. Your conscience is free towards God. And your conscience is free towards man. Well, you may annoy wicked people if you are living in righteousness. If you are succeeding, some wicked people may get annoyed. That's not what I'm talking about. You are not deliberately trampling on toes. You are not deliberately a source of concern, a source of pain. You are not deliberately a source of hurt to people. You are not hurting God and hurting man deliberately. Exercise your conscience to be void of offense towards God and man. What is the fear of the Lord? Psalm 24, verse 3 to 6. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 6 said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Look at this. He that has clean hands, a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This person shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who are we talking about? This is the generation that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, or also the generation that fear him. What is the fear of the Lord? Number two, it is the maintenance of clean hands. Clean hands. Hands that are free from the shedding of innocent blood. And we are not talking of whether you carry the knife and literally kill the person. But do you kill people with your mouth? Do you kill people with your pen? The uselessness of the social media these days It's where people step into to unveil their venom, wickedness towards others. Do you kill people with your utterance? Do you kill people with conspiracies? Clean hands. Clean hands means hands. Also means hands that are free of corrupt resources. Every money in your hand is illegitimate. Did you get the money by right? Or is it blood money? Did you sacrifice a man? Kidnapping is a big time business. Armed robbery, ritual killing, prostitution. You sold your body to get money to buy a big expensive iPhone. How much did you buy that body that you are selling? Clean hands. That is hands free from blood. Now, if I say the first part, that the fear of the Lord is the flow of life, and I don't tell you this part, I became a false prophet. I gave you promises without responsibility. Free hands. Clean hands. Is the maintenance of clean hands. What God cannot give you, you don't need. Where God cannot take you, don't get there. What God cannot do for you, let it remain undone. It was by collecting fraudulent money that Gehazi became a leper in his generation. Achan died. Judas committed suicide because their hands were not clean. Number three, what is the fear of the Lord? It is the maintenance of a pure heart. Pure heart. What is pure heart? It is a heart that is free from wickedness. Wickedness. There are people who are constantly devising wickedness. How to hurt, how to injure, how to set a trap. Wickedness. A heart. It is a heart that is free from bitterness. I tell people, I say, there is a difference between weakness and wickedness. Weakness and wickedness. When somebody, they said, you did this, and say, no, I didn't do anything. Own up, you did something. Say, oh, I'm very sorry. I'm just afraid. He may have had a weakness of lying. When somebody said, this person killed a person. Kill him. And he is lying. He didn't kill any person. He pursued the case until they killed an innocent man. That is a wickedness. When we were in high school, from 5, secondary school, one junior student said he caught a boy and a girl, when in middle school, boys and girls school, he caught a boy and a girl committing immorality in class or somewhere. And this boy was the son of a teacher, a tutor in school. Can you picture it? The shame to the man, his wife, and to the whole family. That he caught them. This boy was quartered to right wake. He was sent from school. He was expelled. He wrote WAEC from home. When I went to Enugu Crusade, I saw him at the stadium. He was so bad. The girl was innocent. The girl doesn't know a man. When they lied, she almost committed suicide because her father disowned her. Sent her away. You disgrace our family. 30-something years later, the liar said, I am sorry. I just told a lie against you because I was jealous of you. Your father was a teacher and I thought you were shining too much. And it looks like all the girls like you. You almost ruined my life. Destroyed somebody's future. That was not a weakness. It's wickedness. Are you seeing the difference? Somebody grew up with immoral tendency, maybe. And he fell into sin. And he said, I'm sorry. He's prayed for, he's restored. Maybe weak. But somebody, an orphan girl ran to him and said, my father died and I'm about to get out of school. Please help me pay school fees. And he said, I'm sleep with you before I give you school fees. What is that called? That's not a manifestation of weakness. That's almost like the heart of a devil. Where you take advantage of the vulnerability of people. If not that the father died, will he meet you? Are you happy now that the father died? And I'm telling you a life story. I'm telling you a story I heard from the mouth of an orphan girl. Not one. And the person talking like this is father's friend. That's the real world we are living in. There are people whose hearts are permanently filled with looking for such opportunities to deal with people. There's no, it doesn't matter how many times you go to church. When your heart is just calculating how to trap people, how to ruin people, how to deal with people. Fear of God is totally distant. And where the fear of God is absent like that, nobody can guarantee your future. Am I communicating at all? You will not die before your time. The grace to live for God and do the right thing. That grace is released upon you right now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The maintenance of a pure heart. Number four is freedom from haughtiness and vanity. He said that person is the one whose heart is not lifted up in vanity. Arrogance, pride, vanity. There are people today who are almost not real anymore. They are not real. Vanity, haughtiness, unreal personalities, arrogance. Can't talk with people. Can't relate with people. I was talking with one of my classmates some time ago, and the person was addressing me like we're in class. That is. And I have classmates that are so respectful by virtue of grace they see. But this one was very, very, very. And I just went along and talked and talked. And the person suddenly realized, all this while, wasn't aware what God had been doing. So, I'm sorry. I'm just getting to know many, many, many things. I say, no, relax. You are not aware. There's no challenge. You know, after university, one of the brethren then was coming and somebody said, let's say, Bro John. Reverend, please. I'm Reverend now, not brother. Address me, Reverend, please. Okay, if you are not a brother, are you a sister? Say, no, Reverend, please. What do you have that you have not received? Who is it that makes you different from another person? The only reason why, you see, every time I have the opportunity to pay school fees for classmates, children, or things like that, it is a time to prostrate before God, to kneel, to thank the Lord. Not a time of pride or arrogance, but a time of, Lord, why me? What did I do differently that you helped me to this point? communicating at all. Whenever you look down on people, talk down on people, treat people anyhow, and you behave like you are something or somebody who made yourself without God, that fear of God is not there. I saw something this afternoon in Psalm 16, verse 2. Oh, my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extended not to thee. Now, I couldn't understand that. So I checked another translation, the Amplified version. My goodness extended not to thee. If you have the classical version of the Amplified, you can place on the screen, or the Contemporary English version. My goodness extended not to thee. Psalm 16, verse 2, the Amplified version. And I have said, only you are my Lord. Every good thing I have is a gift from you. If there is anything good in your life, you are not the source of it. Everything bad in your life is your fault. Everything good in your life is His making. You see things like this, so it calms your head down. The Amplified classical version says, I have no goodness beside and beyond you. Aside from you, I have nothing. Ahead of you, I have nothing. Hallelujah. Haughtiness, freedom. And finally, he said, he has not sworn deceitfully. Number 5 is freedom from falsehood and deceit. Falsehood and deceit. Those who seek the Lord, those who fear the Lord, they are free from falsehood. They are free from deceit. Hallelujah. In medicine, there is something we call the heartbeat. Its first and second heart sounds regular. When it has a challenge, it might become regularly irregular. That is, it is not sounding normal, but the abnormality is regular. It's regularly abnormal. Then there are extreme cases where it is irregularly irregular. That it is abnormally abnormal. Am I speaking to somebody here? There are people whose lives are like that. They are inconsistent and consistently inconsistent. You cannot expect them to be consistent. That is, if he lied today, expect him to lie tomorrow. It's not possible for him to do otherwise. Am I communicating? Certificate is a lie. Date of birth is a lie. House address is a lie. Reason for traveling abroad is a lie. Somebody's brought me a certificate. And I know the date of birth of that woman. Born in 1967. He brought a certificate in 1975. Discounted 8 whole years. I look at it and say, is this your date of birth? It's like... If you don't reduce it, you can't get a job these days. Crooked! Today, that personality is one of the most crooked person you will ever find. Am I coming? It doesn't take anywhere. When you are in danger with such lifestyle, you can't call on God and be confident. You can't. Oh Lord, have mercy. Say, what mercy? Am I communicating? Please, I will beg you, There is a connection between life and truth. I am the way, the truth, and the what? There can be no life where there is no truth. John chapter 14, verse 6. Just be sincere, be real. You may not be perfect, but be sincere. God is looking more for our sincerity than our perfection. That is, you are brutally open. I am helpless, Lord. I need help. In front of God. When you flow in the fear of God like this, exercising the conscience to be void of offense towards God and man, you have a future. Can I trample on some feet a bit small? Not too much, just small. You know, there are people increasing their chest size now, and back size now, and side now, so that they can appear to be who they are not. The chest is a lie. The side is a lie. The back is a lie. That is lie walking. And I heard that inside the aircraft one day, one exploded. Ooh, the silicone exploded. Lie exploding. Stand up on your feet. Yes. Very risky. Fat embolism. All manner of risk. There are those who have died on operation table. Liposuction takes fat embolism straight to the heart, straight to the lungs, straight to the brain. Any of those vessels blocked can be death on operation table. All because we don't want to be ourselves. And you are your best when you are yourself. And you are not wiser than God. He knows that your height is okay like that. Your body size is okay like that. Your complexion is okay like that. Don't become Fanta and Coke. Let me not go there. Let me not go there. That would be too much. Don't let me talk about Fanta face and Coke hand. Let me not go there. And it becomes worse when somebody has such an arrangement and then places the hand on the face in a photograph. It's like, look at the contrast. What is wrong with us that are Coca-Cola color? Or chocolate color, if it is lighter than Coca-Cola. And there are those who are naturally made like that. They are okay for them, for who they made them. Let me not go there, so I don't look for too much trouble. It spans a very, very wide range. Very, very, very wide range. But just be real. Just be real. Just be who you are. Be who you are. Just let your conscience be clear that you are who God made you to be. Amen. 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 Anybody angry, say amen. Don't worry, the person is not necessarily angry. He didn't hear what I said. That is someone who was not paying attention. Every time you see a chronic serial liar, run from them. So that they don't corrupt your life and put you in problem. I'm telling you, whether man or woman, just run from them. Be not unequally yoked together with such people. braggadocious, highly highfalutin, exaggerated. I just came from America now. I just, in fact, bought some. Just run from those kind of people. Loquacious, verbal. Just face your life. I believe it's a new day for us. I'd like you to take this word, listen to it. Listen to the first part and let it build your faith. Listen to this last part, let it build your character. And it's our month. Of release. Replication. Release, recovery, replication on the frequency of character. The platform of the fear of the Lord is the beginning, is the platform for anything. Gimmicks and crookedness didn't bring us here. Those who follow such path, they don't have a future, because there is no game that is forever. The whistle must be blown. Game over. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's worship Him. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Blessed be Your name. Honor to Your name. Adoration to Your name. Worship to Your name. We give You the praise. We give You the honor. We give You the adoration. El Shaddai, Elion, Rufe Kamekadesh. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Master. We give You glory, Lord, as we honor. Oh, Lord, we give You glory, Lord, as we honor. Lord, You are full. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh. Everywhere you are, make demand on a baptism afresh of the fear of the Lord. Open your mouth and speak to God. I make demands on the fresh baptism of the fear of God. The fresh baptism. The fresh baptism of the fear of God. Ooh.
wonderful Lord. You are Lord. Oh, you are worthy, oh. Blessed be your name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive a baptism of the fear of the Lord. I receive the grace to maintain a conscience that is void of offense towards God and man. Give me the grace to maintain clean hands. Give me the grace not to touch money or whatever is not mine. The grace not to shed innocent blood, either with my hand, with my mind, with my mouth. Give me the grace to maintain a pure heart, free from wickedness, free from bitterness. Give me the grace to be free from pride and vanity. Give me the grace to be free from lies and falsehood and deception. I receive that grace. I just felt led to say this. Please, it is not everywhere you find yourself you must speak. And it's not every time people are talking you must say something. The Bible says, in the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. Talkativeness is easy doorway to sinfulness. There is a connection between loquacity and lies. Those who talk too much lie too easily. Just calm down. I'm saying this for the sake of somebody. Don't feel obligated to answer to everything. Don't feel obligated to respond to everything. In the multitude of words, Proverbs 10:19, they are wanted not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Just sin. Those who bring things from people to you, take things from you to people. Did you hear what I just said? Anybody who brings to you what people said will take from you what you didn't say. I give you another key. Anybody who is not excited at your success is never sincere with their sympathy. When you succeeded, they didn't say congratulations. When something wrong happened, they say sorry. That sorry is a rejoicing. If they are not excited with your success, they are not sincere with their sympathy. They are not sincere. Don't take it serious. It's just one of those things. It's movie they are acting. Oh, I heard so and so happens. They never called you all this while. They only call you because something happened. Don't take it serious. That's the terrible nature of man. Am I communicating? Don't ever feel obligated to talk where everybody is talking. If you don't have anything to say, Rarobo says everybody wants to say something. But not everybody has what to say. It's not compulsory. I heard that our robots, when younger people ask him, can you tell me the answer to this? He said, I don't know. And I'm sure you don't expect me to know everything. My children ask me all manner of questions. I say, ask me any question you want. Anyone I know, I will answer. Anyone I don't know, I will ask those who I think may know more than me. I'll let you know. By God's mercies on my life, they have not asked me anyone I don't know yet. I mean, just by the mercy of God. Otherwise, you haven't asked me anyone. I don't know yet. I said yet because it may come. One nearby here asked me when she was a baby. Say, the tree of good or good and evil, who planted it? I say, God. So why did he plant it if he didn't want them to eat it? Only God rescued me. That day. That was lawyer interrogation from childhood. I say, God didn't want to force them to obey him. He wanted to give them an option to see whether if they have a choice, they will obey or they will disobey. And as they had the choice, they disobeyed. If that tree wasn't existing, God wouldn't know if they will freely serve him or freely follow him. But as it was there, it was clear that if they had the choice, they would do something else. Didn't God help me? Hallelujah. So please don't feel obligated to talk anytime and to answer everything. But right now, one more time, say, Father, I receive that grace. I receive that help. I receive that mercy. I receive the grace. I receive the help. I receive the mercy of God to do his will, to fulfill his purpose. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Like separana gazana na hashatila lepereti sa kona magayadashi lepereti setora negalaya la husha zike peletreti sida manahala like parata sitora naya lepereti zike lita rata sida ziparatasha kola mayalala. I receive that grace in Jesus' precious name. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is one of the spirits, is one of the departments of the Spirit of God. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. It said, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch. Do you see that branch is capital letter B? Who is he talking about? Jesus. He shall grow out of his roots, and then the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Sevenfold spirit of God upon Jesus. In Mark chapter 14, verse 22, when he blessed the communion. 14:22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, take it, this is my body. Go on. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. This is my blood. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many of us. As we take the communion, the body and the blood of Jesus tonight, there is the communication of the same fear of God. The same fear of God. The same spirit of the fear of God. That will make you to have a conscience that is void of offense towards God and man, and have clean hands and have a pure heart, and make you to live humbly, and make you to be free of falsehood and deception. That spirit of the fear of the Lord is coming upon you as we take the body and the blood of Jesus. And what is more, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch my, not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. First, the communion is going to communicate to you the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And second,
That communion is your communion of escape. It's your communion of victory over the agenda of the enemy, the agenda of premature death, the agenda of witchcraft, the agenda of strange disease, the agenda of strange affliction, the agenda of enemy arrows. That is what this communion is tonight. Lift your hands and begin to expect what, and begin to tell God what you are expecting tonight. I receive a baptism of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive a baptism of the Spirit of the Lord. I receive a baptism of the Spirit of the Lord. Jekorana gaye galaya tasatala. Le perete sikalena magaradahashi. Gete sikele maradagagasha. Exida, Ikasata, Rete Kezida, Leperetina, Gazagana Galaste, Zerotasa, Ketekelina, Zeparatase, Kora Magadagaste, Leperetisa, Teronagaza, Leperete Sitre Temagadalahusha, Rete Sitre Tenamagalahasha, Rete Sitre Tega Lapratasa Tala, Ikalaya Tasa Korataka, Ikelete Reta Satalaira, Lekepakatakalaya Dadaha. Ikadaya tose prete setranina, leperete sitro dala shata, keretija maradagalashti, leperete satrona gayalala. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name. Tonight you have heard the message on the fear of the Lord. You know you want to come close to God. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to go forward ever and backward never. You want today for the book of life to be opened with your name in it. Moses told God, blot my name from your book. God said, it is the person who sins against me whose name I will blot. So names can be blotted from the book. Don't let anybody deceive you with the theory of eternal salvation. Don't let anybody deceive you. Exodus 32 and verse 32 and 33. Am I communicating? So you are here tonight. You need forgiveness from your sins. You need closer relationship with God. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to go forward ever and backward never in your relationship with God. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and come forward here. Lord, I give you my heart. While they are doing that, pick up your communion things and leave them up. While they are doing that, communion stewards are also taking their communion positions.
Lord, I give you.
I'll give you the count of seven. Come forward. One. Two.
I live for you, O Lord. Every moment I'm awake. Every moment I'm awake. Have your way. Everybody see.
Come forward.
And I will.
back chest, those of you in the front here, and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life today. Make me a new person. Tonight, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to follow you, Lord, I receive that grace. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and grace to live for you is released upon you in Jesus' name.